إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. For certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Continuing where we left off from Surah Maryam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَؤُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا لقد جئتم شيئا إدا تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. الله تبارك وتعالى tells us in these ayat, as we translate with the tafsir, inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, don't you see that we have sent the shayateen to the kafirin to encourage them and to incite them? Don't you see that Allah, your Lord, Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent shayateen or devils to the kafirin, to the disbelievers, to encourage them and to incite them to disobey Allah and to disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one who has given the shayateen the power to conquer the disbelievers, to make them disbelieve, and disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't you see? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying this. So why are you amazed when you look at the disbelievers and you see the women walking around half naked? Why are you amazed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the shayateen to conquer the disbelievers, to encourage them to commit sins? Why are you amazed when you see the people on the corner drunk and addicted to drugs? Why are you amazed when you see the people out there stealing the cars and people committing fornication and adultery, smoking cigarettes and lying and cheating? Why are you amazed at the disbelievers when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the devils to conquer them, to encourage them and to incite them to disobey Allah and to disbelieve in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why are you amazed when Allah sent the shayateen to conquer them and to destroy them and to make them disbelievers and disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't be amazed, as this is from the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that He sent the devils to the disbelievers to make them do the wrong deeds. But you should be amazed that the Muslims are committing the same sins that the disbelievers are committing. Muslims are still smoking and drinking, still addicted to drugs. Muslims are still fornicating, living with the disbelievers in adultery. Muslims are still lying and cheating and going against that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded. This should amaze you. And you shouldn't be amazed at the disbelievers when they commit their sins, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the devils conquer them in order to incite them and encourage them to disobey and to disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't hasten over them. Indeed, we have counted them in full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't be hasty in warning Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to destroy the disbelievers. Don't ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to destroy everyone immediately because of their disbelief and their disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is counting them in full. Allah is taking into account every hour, every day and every night, every week and every month and every year of their lives and all of the deeds that they do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to punish them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just giving them some time. So don't be hurried, waiting for the punishment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Allah is giving them time to continue disbelieving and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He can increase them in punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to increase the disbelievers in punishment every day for their disbelief. Rather, every hour for their disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is going to destroy them. Don't hurry. Don't be hurried into thinking that the world is going to be peaceful, that the world is going to be free of sin and corruption and disobedience and disbelief to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But Allah had decreed that the world would be this way, so that you would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't tread the wrong path, and to stay on the siratul mustaqim, seeking the reward that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers. Don't think that the world is going to be peaceful. The world is going to be corrupt, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed, in order to test you so that you may choose that which is correct and to leave that which is criminal and corrupt. Don't be hasty, waiting for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to befall the disbelievers. Allah is just giving them time, waiting to increase them in their punishment. On a day when the muttaqeen will be gathered to Ar-Rahman in a group. On the day of Yawm Al-Qiyamah, when the muttaqeen, those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing what He commanded and staying away from what He prohibited, those muttaqeen, they will be gathered to Ar-Rahman, meaning they will be gathered on the day of Yawm Al-Qiyamah to Jannah, riding and not walking, as a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their belief and their obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is showing you here in this ayah, trying to make the example closer to your minds by saying, like a fine delegation would come to the king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the muttaqeen on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah come in the finest delegation to Jannah. We are Rahman, we reward them with everything that they could ever desire. And we will drive the mujrimeen to Jahannam in thirst. And on that day, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will drive the criminals, those who disbelieved in Allah and disobeyed Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will drive them to Jahannam, to the fire of Jahannam, thirsty. And they will be walking, dying of thirst, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has them walking their way to the pit of the fire. And no one will have the shafa'ah except the one who has taken a covenant with Ar-Rahman. And no one will have intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah. No one would have anyone to help him or to look out for him except for the one who has taken a promise with Ar-Rahman. And this promise is the promise that we have mentioned before. It's the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is the promise that will gain you the intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is the promise that would help you enter into the Jannah and to be saved from the hellfire. And that no one will have a promise from Ar-Rahman except that he believes and he works righteous deeds. And they say Ar-Rahman has taken to himself a son. And the disbelievers from amongst the Arabs, they say that all the angels are the daughters of Allah. And the Jews, they say that Uzair is the son of Allah. And the Christians, they say that Isa is the son of Allah. And they say that Ar-Rahman has taken to himself a son. And they have brought an evil, serious, ugly statement. They have brought the worst statement that can come out of a person's mouth, that Ar-Rahman has taken to himself a son. The sky is about to tear apart, and the earth is about to split open, and the mountains are about to fall in destruction, because they say that Ar-Rahman has taken to himself a son. And it is not befitting for Ar-Rahman to take to himself a son, because everyone in the heavens and everyone in the earth only comes to Ar-Rahman as a slave. Everyone is a slave to Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone submits to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, either willingly or unwillingly. And those who submit to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala willingly by accepting this deen of al-Islam and by enjoining that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands and staying away from that which He forbids, then they will be rewarded on Yawm al-Qiyamah with Jannah. And those who don't submit willingly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by their disbelief in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by their disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will be humbled in submission unwillingly to Ar-Rahman, as He will drive them walking thirsty to the hellfire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us die on belief. We know what they do, and we are counting what they do in full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing that the disbelievers do. All of the acts of disbelief and acts of disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah isn't missing anything that they do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish them in full for every single thing that they do, because they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said that Allah had a son. And they said that Ar-Rahman had taken to himself a son, when everything in the heavens and the earth is a slave to Ar-Rahman. And all of them will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah to Allah individually, by themselves. Everyone would come to Ar-Rahman on Yawm al-Qiyamah by himself, barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised, drowning in his sweat, waiting for his account to take place, either to get his book in his right hand or in his left hand behind his back, and to be amongst the losers. Everyone will come to Ar-Rahman by himself on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He won't have his father or his mother to help him, nor his brothers or his sisters to help him, nor his wives or their husbands or their partners and friends to help them on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the only thing that they will have to benefit them on that day is their righteous deeds. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجَمَانِ فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ مِنْ عَمِلِهِ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْمَأَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ مِنْ عَمِلِهِ فَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمْرَةٍ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is none from amongst you except that Allah would speak to him, his Lord will speak to him on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and there won't be any interpreter and any translator between him and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He'll be by himself on that day. Nothing to help him except his deeds, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain. On that day he'll look to the right of himself and he won't find anything but the deeds that he put forth in this world. And then he looked to the left of himself and he won't find anything except the deeds that he put forth in this world. The deeds of belief and obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he will look in front of him and he will see nothing but the fire. So I command you to fear the fire, even if it's giving a piece of a day in charity. And whoever doesn't have that, then to give a good word. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes it very clear that everyone will come to Ar-Rahman on Yawm Al-Qiyamah by himself, and he'll have nothing to benefit him except his good deeds. And amongst the best good deeds that he can present for himself on that day is giving charity fi sabilillah, giving his wealth for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, giving his skills for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving his spare time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will benefit him on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And whoever doesn't have the wealth, then let him bring a good statement. Let him spread the salams amongst the Muslims. Let him call the disbelievers to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let him learn the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let him propagate this deen by enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. These are some of the ayat from Surah Maryam, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us by these ayat. الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى he continues as we finish off the recitation of these ayah of Surah Maryam as Allah تبارك وتعالى he says concluding this beautiful surah إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا. Allah تبارك وتعالى he tells us concluding these ayah, indeed those who believe in Allah, indeed those who believe and work righteous deeds, Ar-Rahman, He will make for them love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is saying that those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who believe that the deen of Al-Islam is the true religion of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those who believe in the Jannah and in the hellfire and that they are real, those who believe in Allah and work righteous deeds of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of practicing the Quran and the Sunnah in their lives, those who believe and work righteous deeds, Ar-Rahman, He will make love amongst them. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself gives the tafsir of this ayah from the hadith of Al-Bukhari in Muslim, and also with the addition of the narration of At-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إذا أحب الله عبدا نادى يا جبريل إني أحببت فلانا فلانا فأحبه، فينادي في السماء ثم تنزل له المحبة في أهل الأرض، وذلك لقوله تعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that if Allah loves a servant of his, then he will call, O Jibreel, indeed I have loved so and so, so love him. And then Jibreel, he would say to those in the heavens this same statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then Allah would reveal to the people of the earth love for that person. And this is with the explanation of the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Indeed, those who believe and work righteous deeds, Ar-Rahman will make love for them, amongst them. This is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show that there will be love in the hearts for those who believe in Allah and work righteous deeds. And this is the togetherness of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that we are united with the love in the hearts of each other for those who believe in Allah and work righteous deeds. And this is in opposition to those who do not work righteous deeds. Those who disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Muslims. Those who stray from the practice of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of the Salaf al-Salih. Those people who deviate from the Sirat al-Mustaqim after embracing this deen of al-Islam, then they won't have the love in their hearts for the rest of the Muslims because of their hatred and enmity to the people who are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because they love deviance and going astray and following their own desires over clear, beautiful, pure belief in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. This love in the hearts of the believers are for those with correct belief and those with righteous deeds. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who believe in Allah with a correct belief. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of our deeds righteous deeds so that He would place the love in our hearts. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He continues as He says, and we have made this, meaning this Qur'an, we have made this Qur'an easy for you. We have made this Qur'an easy for you in your own language. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that we have made this Qur'an very easy to you as we have revealed it in your language, the Arabic language. And that this book is easy to understand, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. In order that you may give glad tidings to those who fear Allah, to the muttaqeen, those who obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who stay far away from disobedience, that this book of Allah, the Qur'an, is a glad tidings for them. It's a statement that they will enter into Jannah for what they do of their good belief and their righteous deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And to warn the people of argument, to warn the people of deviance, to warn the people of falsehood, to warn the disbelievers. This Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to warn the disbelievers that your abode is the hellfire. That your punishment is to burn forever if you disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you disbelieve in this book, the Qur'an, and you don't make it your way of life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. And where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam to warn those people of argument by this Qur'an. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam and the Muslims how to give the da'wah to this deen. To give the people the glad tidings if they accept this deen that Allah would reward them with Jannah. And also at the same time to warn them that if they disbelieve in the truth of this deen of Al-Islam, and they continue to disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they continue to lead a life of sin and transgression, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them with the fire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this surah to Maryam and many surahs and ayat of His book, the Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, how many nations before have we destroyed? And do you find any of them now? And do you hear anything that they have to say? Those nations that disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who disobeyed Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, those who lived their lives in sin, do you see any of them today? Do you listen to what they have to say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed every nation that has come before you because of their disbelief in Allah and their disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's just as easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy our nation for the disbelief and the disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the destruction is when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants. And don't ask for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to hurry to destroy this world, but turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good belief and obedience to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and forgiveness, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you die on this deen of al-Islam. This is the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Surah Maryam, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us by these ayah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put fear in our hearts for standing before Him on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we ask Allah an easy reckoning on the day when nothing can help us but our deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in righteous deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge, to increase us in iman, to increase us in taqwa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in wealth and to bless us to use our wealth fi sabilillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in power and victory over the disbelieving people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the fire.